Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing this lesson called Skipping School. Is it ever okay to skip school? Well, in yesterday's lesson, we joined Violet and Miranda in their conversation. And they were kind of discussing or maybe even arguing a little bit about whether or not it's okay to miss morning classes to study for a test. What else did we learn yesterday, Carolyn?
Well, it was an algebra test, and they were going to skip school until lunchtime so they could study. And Violet wanted to know where her friend got that idea. It was so strange to her. She didn't want to miss any important information in her other classes. And she worried that their absence would be noticeable.
And of course, Miranda thought that it would be okay to skip morning classes. Their study partner, Tessa, could help take notes because she takes thorough notes. Well, what do you think about this so far? Let's get started with today's part of our lesson about skipping school.
Skipping school.
Well, we don't have a family emergency or anything urgent going on. And I don't think our teachers would appreciate us skipping to study for a test. Besides, the only reason I would ever feel okay about missing school is if I were sick.
Okay. But for me, other things take priority over school attendance.
Like what?
Sometimes people want to stay home for a mental health day, or because they're dealing with some emotional problem. Maybe they're being bullied and have to get out of the situation. Just because someone skips school doesn't mean they don't think their classes are worthwhile.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. How important is school to you? Is it a priority? Today, we're back for day two with Violet and Miranda as they discuss whether skipping school is ever okay. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Urgent. Urgent is an adjective. Please don't call me at work unless there is an urgent problem. Attendance. Attendance is a noun. Our teacher keeps track of our attendance, and missing class can affect our grades. Emotional. Emotional is an adjective. The death of Jordan's mother caused her to have an emotional crisis. A while. A while is an adverb. If you have time, stay a while and have a cup of coffee. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, Miranda is making a good case here, and if you remember yesterday, she made the point that teachers understand when students have to miss class. So, we begin our article today with Violet's response to her statement. Violet?
Yes. Well, we don't have a family emergency or anything urgent going on.
Great. Yes. There is nothing urgent going on, but it is urgent that we talk about the word urgent. Urgent means that it is very important. It can't wait. It must be done now. So if there is an emergency, then there is something very urgent happening.
All right. So how could you use this word? Maybe you get a phone call and the person says, "It's urgent. I need to talk to you." What else in life can be urgent? Maybe you need to go to the hospital to have an urgent operation. It's urgent. It's an emergency, something that you need to do.
Yes, so you can't wait. It is urgent. It must be done right now. Well, we can let you continue, Vi.
Of course. So nothing urgent is going on. And I don't think our teachers would appreciate us skipping to study for a test. Besides, the only reason I would ever feel okay about missing school is if I were sick.
Well, those are some pretty good points there, Violet. I think that most teachers would agree that you shouldn't skip one class to study for a test in another class. That's not quite what you should be doing.
Exactly. And Violet makes a very good point here. She says, I don't think our teachers would appreciate us doing this. I think it's good for us to think about how other people would feel about our decisions. It's good to put yourself in someone else's shoes, not just to care about your fellow students or classmates, but also to think about how your teachers might feel, the principal, how other people might feel about your decision.
That's right. It is important to take others into consideration. And Miranda responds to this, okay, okay, but for me, other things can take priority over school attendance.
Wait a minute. We have a lot to talk about there. Thank you, Miranda, for mentioning that phrase, to take priority over something. That means there are a list of things that are important in your life. Which one is most important? Well, that takes priority over the other things.
That's right. So, what takes priority in your life? Do you put your family first, or does work take priority over your family? You should think about what you put the focus on in your life. It's important.
It's true. I remember there was a time in my life when I put friends first. Friends always took priority over my family. But the older I got, I realized, you know, my family is very important, very valuable to me. They take priority over a lot of other things now. Well, what else do we find out about here in this sentence? We have a key word, attendance. And Carolyn, what is attendance?
Well, attendance means that you attend something. You are there. You are present. So, how is your school attendance? Are you there every day? Do you have perfect attendance? Or have you missed a few days of school so you have good attendance?
Or maybe your attendance record is not very good at all because you don't go to school. Well, I think you should try to get better attendance. Okay, well, what does Violet say next? She says, like what?
Ah, so asking about what things could take priority over school attendance. Miranda says, some people want to stay home for a mental health day or because they're dealing with some emotional problem.
All right. She says, sometimes people want to do this. Well, let's take a look at an emotional word here. The word is emotional. If you're emotional, or the word emotional has to do with your emotions. So here's an emotional problem. You have something going on. It's affecting your emotions.
That's right. So maybe you watch a very touching movie. It's so romantic and it makes you feel very emotional. Maybe you are just so touched. Maybe you feel sad or angry or happy. There are many emotions you could feel.
And sometimes people describe life as being an emotional roller coaster. Like a roller coaster goes up and down. Our emotions also go up and down. Happy, sad, glad, angry. Okay, we have emotional roller coasters sometimes. I think it is Miranda's line, right?
Yes, she continues.
Okay.
Maybe they're being bullied and have to get out of the situation. Just because someone skips school doesn't mean they don't think their classes are worthwhile.
Very good point there. And we have something we want to talk about from that sentence. It is the idea of double negatives. You read these words, just because someone skips school doesn't mean they don't think their classes are worthwhile. How else can you use double negatives, Carolyn?
Well, if you have a sentence with a double negative, that means that the sentence is actually positive. Mm-hmm. So this sentence actually means that someone who skips school still cares about mm-hmm. their classes. They still think their classes are worthwhile.
That's right. Well, how else could you use a double negative sentence? You could say, well, just because I didn't invite you to my party doesn't mean I don't like you.
Ah, so you still like that person, yeah. even though they weren't invited. Well, right now it is time for Liz to share some information with us in the Grammar Gym. Then we'll join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud to learn a little bit about what English really needs. Then we'll visit Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. Just because someone skips school doesn't mean they don't think their classes are worthwhile. That's our grammar tip sentence. And for today, we're looking at the pattern. Just because doesn't mean. It just means if you have situation A, you should not think that situation B must be true then. So today's sentence just means we should not assume that if a person skips school, it's simply because they don't think their classes are important. This is a great sentence pattern to use when you want to tell someone not to assume something. For example, just because a person looks tired when you're talking to them doesn't mean he isn't interested in what you're saying. Or, just because your friend forgets your birthday doesn't mean he doesn't care about your friendship. Now it's your turn. Think of a common assumption and practice using this pattern. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
With all its rich vocabulary and fun, quirky slang, there's still one thing that's sorely missing in the English language. A singular, gender-neutral pronoun.
Okay, we're reminded of this deficiency again in today's lesson when the singular someone gets paired up with the two plural words they and their.
If we were to rewrite the sentence, keeping all the pronouns consistent, it would read, just because someone skips school doesn't mean he or she doesn't think his or her classes are worthwhile.
Now, that solves the problem, but communicating like this is just really awkward. So, for many years, the solution was to use he and his as the default gender-neutral pronoun. The thinking was inaccuracy in gender was less troublesome than inaccuracy in number.
That's why you've heard it said, when someone helps you, tell him thanks. But today, this style is considered prejudiced. How can we be so sure the person who helps us in the future will be a male?
Right, we can't. So, until something better comes along, we'll continue to make they, them, and their work double duty. That's why it's still okay to say, when someone helps you, tell them thanks.
Miranda 在今天的课文里说, just because someone skips school doesn't mean they don't think their classes are worthwhile. 所以这里的文法, 主词是 someone, 那是个单数名词。 照理说后面也应该用单数的 he 或 she 跟单数的所有格 his 或 her 才能够保有主词跟代名词的一致性。 但是 Miranda 用的是复数的 they 跟 their， 这是因为讲 he or she， his or her 实在是太累赘了。如果只讲 he 跟 his， 那女性呢就会抗议性别歧视。所以后来口语的讲法就采用了复数代名词 they、 them 跟 their。虽然不符合文法，但是这是个实用的妥协。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 attendance 这个名词。 我们看到这个字里面有 attend 参加或出席这个动词， 所以 attendance 就是指出席， 参加或者是出勤。 例如 Sean is in charge of taking attendance， Sean 负责点名， 或者是 attendance at this course is compulsory， 这一门课程规定一定要出席。 Attendance 也指出席的人数。例如 ,attendance at the amusement park is dropping. 这个主题公园的进场人数正在下降。接着我们来看的是 emotional 这个形容词。我们知道 emotion 是指情绪，所以 emotional 是指情绪的或者是情绪上的。例如 the book introduced the emotional development of a child. 这本书介绍小朋友的情绪发展。Emotional 也指表达强烈情感的或者是感情脆弱的。例如 Mandy gets really emotional when she is criticized. 当 Mandy 被批评的时候会变成非常情绪化。
In today's lesson, we're continuing this conversation between Violet and Miranda. And of course, Violet doesn't think it's a good idea to skip morning classes to study for a test. But Miranda thinks, well, maybe there are some good reasons. Maybe something urgent will come up and maybe they need to skip class for some reason. There are some good reasons to skip classes, but Violet doesn't think that they have any good reasons to skip. Well, let's continue to see how this conversation plays out.
Skipping school.
Maybe for some people those are good reasons, but I think it's good to be in class as much as possible. Besides, what if we have a pop quiz in one of the classes we skip? That wouldn't be good.
Well, that's true. Okay, if you really feel uncomfortable missing school, I guess I can stay a while longer before going home.
Thanks. We might not agree on whether or not to skip school, but we can always agree to help each other.
Well, that is a pretty friendly conclusion to this argument, but we still have some great points that these girls make with each other. So, let's see, Violet, you begin this part of the conversation.
Yes. Okay, so Miranda was just sharing with Violet some reasons why people might need to skip class or miss school. You might need to have a mental health day or take off for some emotional reasons. Violet says, maybe for some people those are good reasons, but I think it's good to be in class as much as possible. Now, there's a phrase there, as much as possible. Of course, Carolyn, you know the phrase as soon as possible, right? What can you shorten that to?
Well, if you have as soon as possible, that means that you want to do something right away. You don't want to wait.
That's right. And you could say, or you could shorten it to ASAP. Here we read as much as possible, but you can't shorten that to AMAP. That's not a saying. We say ASAP if you want to do something as soon as possible. Now, Violet continues here. Besides, what if we have a pop quiz in one of the classes we skip? Well, what's a pop quiz, Carolyn?
Well, that is a great question. A pop quiz is a quiz that you did not know you were going to have. You arrive in class and your teacher says, today we are going to have a pop quiz. Put away your books and take out your pencils. It means that you didn't have extra time to study. This was not a planned test. And pop quizzes are usually very short and not too difficult. It's just to see how well you remember the information that you've been studying without the extra preparation time of preparing for an exam.
And I didn't like pop quizzes too much. Well, Violet continues here. She says that wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good to miss a pop quiz.
Well, that's true, says Miranda, and it is true. You don't want to miss a pop quiz because you can't make that up later. Okay, if you really feel uncomfortable missing school, I guess I can stay a while longer before going home.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's take a look at that word, a while. If you're staying a while longer, that means you're going to stay for some time longer. Well, how could you use that word a while. You might say, I need to sleep a while before dinner because I'm a little bit tired.
Yes, so a while as one word means just for a short time. But if you separate that into two words, a space, W-H-I-L-E, and make it two words, a while, that means for a longer period of time. It took me a while to get to work today because there was so much traffic. That means it took a very long time. So it's important to look and see if it's one word or two.
That's right. I can stay for a while. That's two words. Or I can stay a while. That's one word. A while simply means for a while. Okay, let's continue. What does Violet say next? Well, thanks. We might not agree on whether or not to skip school, but we can always agree to help each other. Well, that's good. They're study partners. It's good to help each other, right?
That is very true. It is good for them to be helping each other. And Miranda seems to decide that even though she thinks it would be okay for them to skip classes in the morning to study then and get some extra sleep tonight, she's willing to stay and help her friend Violet study for this test.
And actually, I like her reasoning here as well, because she knows it makes her friend uncomfortable. If you're a good friend to somebody, then you notice what makes them uncomfortable, what makes them feel not so good about making a decision. They might feel uncomfortable. You could say, you know, this idea just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, well then, let's do something else, Gabe.
Yeah.
I really don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And since we've finished this conversation, we can spend some time with Michelle in the language lab. Well, are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with that. Let's go enjoy some time with Michelle.
好，接下来我们看的是 uncomfortable 这个形容词。我们学过 comfortable 是指舒适的、安逸的。在这个字前面加上代表否定的字首 un, uncomfortable 就变成令人不舒服的或者是不自在的。例如 ,the sofa looks nice, but it's actually very uncomfortable. 这张沙发看起来 很好但是实际上非常不舒服。或者是 Irene felt uncomfortable when she was questioned by her boss. 当 Irene 的老板质问她的时候她觉得非常不自在。所以我们看的是 a while 这个副词 a while 是指一下子或者是片刻。例如 after resting a while, the mountaineers continued their climb. 休息片刻之后这些登山客又继续爬山。或者是 Patricia talked a while to her kids and then rushed back to the office to work. Patricia 和孩子们谈了一下就冲回办公室上班。Don't go away yet, keep watching as our lesson continues.
In our two-day article on skipping school, we listened to a conversation about two girls debating whether or not it was okay to skip school. Now, they were giving reasons why it might be okay to miss class, but is there a difference between missing a class and skipping a class? Gabe, what do you think?
Actually, I think there is a slight difference between these two words. If you tell your friends, I'm going to skip class, usually you don't have a really good reason for skipping class or for missing that class. If you tell your friends, I need to miss class, or if you tell your teacher, I need to miss class, usually there's a good reason that you have for missing class.
That's right. So if you skip class, that's because you don't want to go. Want. If you miss class, then you can't go. You need to do something else. Maybe you are sick and you need to sleep. But if you just want to sleep, that would be skipping.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.